I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. The Apostle Paul writes of being in the Spirit. He is speaking of a person who has been born of the Spirit of God. On the other hand, the phrase in the flesh almost always refers to those who have never been born again. Jesus told us that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's John 3 and 6. Every person born into this world is in the flesh until they are born of God's Spirit. When that new birth takes place, they become a spiritual creation, and their life exists in a spiritual realm we know as being in Christ. Those who are in the flesh are natural creations, but those who are born of God are spiritual creations, just as Christ was a spiritual man. The Bible tells us, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 45 and 46. The words last Adam are speaking of Jesus Christ. The next verse confirms this, saying, the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That's 1 Corinthians 15:47. We are all like one of these very different men. The Apostle Paul continues, saying, as is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. That's like Adam. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. That's like Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:45. According to this passage, every person is a natural creation or a living soul until they are born of God. Their only dwelling place is in the flesh. In the new birth, however, we become spiritual beings and we live in the Spirit. The natural person may be very religious, but they are still in the flesh and cannot know or receive the things of the Spirit of God. The Bible says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges or discerns all things. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14 and 15. The spiritual person, one who is born of God, has the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16, and can know the things that are freely given to us of God. And that's 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Jesus told Nicodemus that unless a person is born of the Spirit, they can neither see nor enter the kingdom of God. That's John 3, verses 3 and 5. Paul adds to this, saying, because the carnal, the flesh mind, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's Romans 8, verses 7 and 8. Until a person is born of God's Spirit, their mind is at war with God and can never be subject to the law of God. Because of this condition, it is impossible for the person who is still in the flesh to ever please God. No amount of religious teaching or effort can change this. They must be born again. In Galatians, Paul describes the vast difference between the flesh and the Spirit. He says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. That's Galatians 5:17. Some mistakenly teach this as an internal struggle in a child of God. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In this passage, Paul is explaining how different these two conditions are. The one who is in the Spirit longs for completely different things than the person who is in the flesh. For this reason, a person who walks in the Spirit cannot do the things a person who is in the flesh can do. In his letter to the believers at Rome, Paul reminds the Jews among them, you see that in Romans 7:1, of what it was like under the law as they attempted to serve God before they came to Christ. He says, "For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death." That's Romans 7:5. The motions of sins he speaks of is the turmoil a person finds themselves in as they attempt to carnally serve God. They try to do good, but they discover evil is still present in their heart. That's Romans 7:21. It seems the harder they try, the worse this problem gets. They do not understand that the carnal mind can never please God. Yet, until they are born of God's Spirit, the carnal mind is all they have to offer. The entire seventh chapter of Romans is describing the futility of trying to serve God with the carnal mind. Paul's concluding statement in Romans 7 tells us that as long as a person attempts to serve the law of God through the carnal mind, they will always end up serving sin with their flesh. That's Romans 7:25. Vast numbers of people have been led to believe that a confession, a baptism, or a discipleship program has made them to be a child of God. None of these have power to save anyone. Only a visitation of the Spirit of God can bring a true born-again experience. It is no wonder so many people find themselves in a fleshly struggle with sin in their heart as they try to serve God. As the Apostle Paul reminds us, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted.